As water managers and state officials across the Southwest get closer to nailing down a deal on the future of the Colorado River's water, a new study shows another source of water may not be assured in the future. The study from researchers at the University of Saskatchewan, the University of California, and the University of Arizona shows that the groundwater supply around the country is smaller than we originally thought. A lot smaller. For more on this, I'm joined by U of A hydrologist Jennifer McIntosh via Skype, who is part of this study. And Jennifer, you found that our groundwater supply in the U.S. may be quite a bit smaller than we thought. Tell us why.
Sure. So we did a pretty detailed study of the depths of potable water supplies across the United States and discovered the depth of those fresh and brackish water resources. And compared to previous estimates, which were pretty general, we show that there's about half as much groundwater as previously thought.
And we'll get into what that might mean in a moment, but let's take a quick step back and just remind us, when we say groundwater, what exactly are we talking about? Like, how important is this to our water supply overall?
Sure. About half of the people living in the United States are dependent on groundwater for their drinking water supply. And a large percentage of agriculture in the United States also depends on groundwater. And groundwater is the water that's stored underground in the spaces between rocks and sediments.
So when you did this study, you sort of drilled down, right, in various locations around the country to see how deep you could reach fresh water. Is that right?
Right. So we used data that the United States Geological Survey had already acquired. And so we looked at the depths of groundwater and we looked at the salinity of that groundwater to see, you know, what the availability of fresh and brackish groundwater was.
So, right, when it turned from salty water to fresh water?
Correct. Or the opposite, where it turns from fresh water to salty water.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so then let's talk about the potential consequences of this, right? What concerns does this raise?
Sure. As I said, that a lot of locations in the United States, take Arizona, for example, in rural areas of Arizona outside of the cities, people are completely dependent on groundwater, not only for their drinking water supply, but also for agriculture in a lot of these areas. And right. So it's their only water supply.
Right. And so often, especially here in Arizona, when we talk about water and our water supply and our future water supply, we talk about Lake Mead and the level of the reservoirs and the snowmelt from Flagstaff, et cetera, right? It sounds like an even more immediate supply of water that could be even more important.
Right. There are locations in Arizona where farmers are right now using Colorado River water for irrigated agriculture. Mm-hmm. And with declines in Lake Mead and anticipated water shortages, those farmers are going to start to be using more groundwater. And so they're going to need to drill wells. They're going to be extracting that groundwater to irrigate their crops, which means the levels of that groundwater is going to be going down.
Yeah. So what's the answer then? I mean, you'd assume dig deeper wells, right? Like just go further down, you'll find more water. But you're saying that's not going to be possible, it sounds like.
Right. It's very geographically dependent. So it depends on where you live in the United States. So, for example, in Michigan, there's salty water close to the surface. And so existing drinking water wells are close to that limit of freshwater resources. And so they really can't drill their way out of the problem. In the southwestern United States, where we live, the Basin and Range province, we have fresh water to deeper depths than other areas in the United States. So we could potentially drill deeper wells and still get fresh and brackish water resources. It's very important to remember, however, that those groundwater resources are finite. They're what we call fossil resources. So they were recharged or come from thousands of years ago when that water first got it underground. And so if we extract those groundwater resources, they're not going to be recharged on human timescales, meaning we're pumping out or mining those groundwater resources.
Does this have any connection to fracking, to hydraulic fracturing, where people are digging for natural gas?
Sure. It doesn't in Arizona because we don't have any oil and gas production. But in other parts of the United States, what we talk about in this paper is that there are areas where groundwater is being used up from the bottom up. And those are places where you've got oil and gas production that's happening relatively close to those groundwater resources at relatively shallow depths. So in places like in Wyoming, where they're extracting oil and natural gas, they're also extracting fresh to brackish groundwater with that oil and gas. And so they're already using water resources that we might need to use as a strategic resource in the future. And then we also show that there are areas where wastewaters from the oil and gas industry are being reinjected underground at relatively shallow depths into these brackish aquifers that we might want to use in the future for water supplies.
All right. That's Jennifer McIntosh. She is a distinguished scholar and a professor of hydrology and atmospheric sciences at the U of A. Jennifer, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.